Police unions accusing the government of breaking its promise over the number of police it's supposed to deliver. The association says it's always been told the target of 1,800 new staff was a net figure after the attrition rate is accounted for. But now it's being told a different story. Political reporter Charlie Drever has the details.
Speaking at the Police Association conference on Tuesday, the Police Minister Stuart Nash was clear as to what 1,800 extra officers means.
Now that's 1,800 more police over and above the current rate, not 1,800 more graduates, 1,800 more police, as well as 475 more non-sworn staff.
But yesterday, during Parliament's question time, Mr Nash was singing from a different song sheet.
Can the Minister of Police confirm that what the government and its coalition agreement promised was adding 1,800 new police officers over 3 years? That means newly trained, and that's the target we're going to meet very shortly.
I can indeed confirm that, and I will also confirm that we've done it in under 3 years, in fact just over 2 years.
The Police Association President, Chris Cahill, says it's a broken promise.
We've been promised 1,800 extra police officers. Everyone's very clear of that, and I challenge people to go back and listen to what's been said by politicians previously and come up with any other interpretation.
Chris Cahill says the police are depending on the promised increase and have planned accordingly.
They've also allocated, you know, 750 to organised crime. So those numbers have to come. And as I say, I'm just hoping there's some confusion because we're very clear and so are police on what was promised.
But New Zealand First leader Winston Peters, whose party negotiated for 1,800 extra staff in the coalition agreement, insists that never meant increasing the overall number of police by that amount.
We didn't say 1,800 new police officers net, did we? That's why words do matter.
The point stands, though. Why didn't you correct the police minister when he seems to have been talking about net
numbers? Oh, look, it's the National Party that's been shouting out net. Not Mr. Nash.
But net or gross, Nationals Police spokesperson Brett Hudson says the police minister can't deliver on either.
The minister knows he can't possibly get there before the end of the parliamentary term, but he either breaks the promise by not delivering it at the end of the term, or he breaks the promise by following through with this giant shift in the goalposts and trying to claim a completely different target. So I completely agree with the police association on this.
Brett Hudson says the minister now needs to front up with what he is going to do with the money earmarked for the three-year scheme.
Is he now going to take it away from police? Because if he's saying it's still there, that's an admission by him that the money was there to account for attrition as well. If he truly believes he's shifted the goalposts and the new target is just numbers through the police college, then he should take all the money away after the end of next month when he's met the target.
He says the minister can't have his cake and eat it too. From Parliament, for Morning Report, Charlie Drever, DNA.